that's the biggest joke of the year. People face how? Government has always been for the people. Why are they coming in now to say people face? We are always the people's party. These people are just lost. Look at how they are fighting. Just recently, Tema Militia is coming out, the guns blazing, and they tell me against. Now they are saying they don't even know Tema Militia. Yet they came out together. They are just a bunch of confused people. I don't think we need even to comment about them. They are not serious at all. Look, even Savrai is even more serious than them. Let's leave them alone. Let's concentrate on building the economy. Let's concentrate on making sure that Zanu PF is everywhere and we become the party of the people, because that's what we stand for.
These people who are proposing to set up the party are worried that the First Lady is always attacking Mrs. Mchuru. They are saying for no apparent reason. What could be your reaction to that? Why is the First Lady attacking Mrs. Mchuru when she's not reacting at all?
When is the last year the First Lady talked about Mrs. Mchuru? It's been a long time. She only spoke about Mrs. Mchuru before Mrs. Mchuru was actually officially fired from the party. Talk about that, I don't think I've heard her speak about it. It's a past event, it's gone. We are focusing forward. And I don't think Mrs. Mchuru is still an item in our agenda. She's not at all.
And some of them are scared about the security situation in the country. They are saying that they are scared of ZANU-PF. So is there any assurance that you can give them that they are safe?
Samurai is moving free in town. BT is moving free in town. Jobscan is moving free in town. All these MDC MPs are moving free in town. So why would then anyone else fear? Because these are our biggest headaches, actually, if we're going to talk about, in terms of headaches. We are supposed to be worried about Samurai. We are supposed to be worried about the BGs. But we're not worried about them. We're a democratic system. We allow such things to happen. And look, for anybody to come out and say they are afraid of their secret reasons are definitely not serious. They are just trying to hide behind their finger. But look, the finger is too small. You can't hide behind it. And Zimbabwe is a law-abiding country.
Mr. Chuma, we see that Zimbabwe's economy is almost collapsing. And now, is your party having any kind of idea of how to revive the economy?
I can tell you for a fact that investors are actually now jumping over the fence and coming into the play. I've actually seen some German investors coming in as an Airbus group just last week here. And the high-power delegation of the Chinese also came by. They are looking at starting over all those deals. We are looking at Russia as well, and we are looking at the Nigerian billionaire Dangote as well.
But there are some people who are saying that ZANU-PF is preoccupied with factionalism, and so you cannot tackle the economy because people want positions in the party, nothing else.
That is total daydreaming. Even in a family, if you've got a family of eight, I remember last family we were eight, we would have those squabbles as siblings, but it did not really put a gunner to say, okay, fine, this family is cut out, is torn apart, it's always fighting. It's something that always happens within siblings. So ZANU-PF being a mass party, broad as we are, so many of us, different tribes, different color, different everything, you expect some of these things to actually transpire. But to be honest with you, there are nothing to write off about and say we are now concentrated on fighting for positions.